crossed Emerald Kingdom Highway. It's like hero's path I'm following. I don't know what to think, what to do with myself today. Shouldn't I hear the future calling me under a low cloud, vanishing up through the tree line of the mountain, catching the light from the morning on a river come to life, the Grand Columbia. I've returned this time through these cascades in autumn.
Listening to great music, and we are going to talk to Sean Stone. I just want to remind or to tell you about an event, remind you if you know about it, tell you about it if you haven't heard about it before, but there's a very cool thing going on called Meet the Media, working with the Capital Region News Media in 2019. It's an event taking place tomorrow, January 25th at 7:30 to 9 a.m. This is happening at the College of St. Rose, right on Madison Avenue. Now, all you really need to know is that the Capital Region chapter of the PRSA is speaking with prominent members of the regional news media to learn about recent changes, new goals, and the tips public relations professionals need to work effectively with news outlets in 2019. Folks, representatives from the Times Union, Associated Press, WTEN, Channel 13, the Albany Business Review will all be in attendance. But you may ask, Sean, but why are you telling us about this? Well, our very own news director, Ian Pickus, is going to be moderating the event. And he is marvelous and will be shepherding this conversation. So we bring it to your attention. It's happening tomorrow morning from 7:30 to 9 a.m. again at the College of St. Rose. And you can find out more information by going to strose.edu, strose.edu. And I'm sure the PRSA capitalregion.org website will also give you information.
Undoubtedly.
Yes, PRSA capitalregion.org. Meet the media. Oh, and aren't we pleasant people to meet?
We're the most delightful people in the world. Well,
the one they've chosen, they've done a good job.
Yes, Ian is a genuinely nice person.
That is true.
This is why no one from Metroland was ever invited to these, ever.
Well, we're thrilled that Ian is taking part, and we bring it to your attention. And hopefully, if you want to find out more information, again, strose.edu or prsacapitalregion.org. All right. Sean Stone is here. He is the man who comes in and tells us about what's going on in area stages and screens. He is our cultural correspondent. We're thrilled that he's here. And good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning.
All right. Where would you like to begin? You saw one of the Oscar movies.
Yes. Yes.
Nominated for a foreign picture best.
Yes. Best foreign picture. Language film.
Yes.
Shoplifters, Korea's film. It's a Japanese film. Finally made it up here, you know.
We wait
patiently.
The seaboard.
But it's wonderful, and it really, really rips your heart out. You know, if you liked Beale Street ripping your heart out, you'll like this. It's about a family who there's a grandmother, there's a mother, there's a father, there's a sister, and there are two children. But some of them aren't really related, and the motivations and backgrounds of each are slowly revealed. So I don't even want to talk about that too much.
Yeah.
But you know, they're happy, they seem to get along, and they're shoplifters and vague criminals living on the edge of society and sex workers and grifters and... But they are genuinely well intended at some level. It's a deeply complex portrait of humanity. And at the end, when you know, and I'm not giving anything away, it's in the trailer, when society swoops down on them, they're sympathetic. And society seems, to an extent, wrong.
I was emotionally impacted just by the trailer. I found myself getting weepy at the trailer.
Yeah.
I can't even imagine. Well, I will see it, but I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it was if it had made it up here by the end of the year, it would have been my favorite film of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very, yeah. That says a lot. That's very cool. The name of the film is Shoplifters, and it is out and in cinemas, so if you get a chance, go see that. Meanwhile, we have some cool things going on beginning tonight in the city of Cohoes.
Yes. The Cohoes Music Hall, the intro music, the talented, the gifted, the wonderful Dar Williams will be performing tonight at the Cohoes Music Hall at 8 o'clock. It's nice for Cohoes to get some good press for a change.
Yes.
opening tomorrow night, well, the previews open tomorrow night at Capitol Repertory Theater in Albany. It's the world premiere of David Bunce's Red Maple, which is a comedy set in the Capital Region about a older professor who's losing it, and his friends are worried about him. He and the maple tree in his backyard are both falling apart, and then they have a dinner party and people drink and I guess all heck breaks loose. I don't know. You'll have to go see it.
All right, it sounds fascinating. The
previews are Friday through Sunday. And the opening night is Tuesday, the 29th at 7:30 p.m., and it runs through February 17th.
Okay, at Cap Rep.
And then one of the more Herculean weirdnesses of the last dozen years, it's Charles Ross's one-man Star Wars trilogy at Proctor's. I assume it's in the GE Theater. That's where it usually is. Saturday at 1:30 and 7:30 p.m., and it's this guy, Charles Ross, and he acts out the entire original trilogy in one show.
All three movies.
All three movies.
In one show, he plays everybody.
He plays everybody. It's got the blessing of Lucasfilm. So this is like part of the Star Wars universe, and you know it's like Pluto, but it's part of the Star Wars universe.
And it's, from what I understand, very popular. It's been here several times, and it's very popular.
It is a popular show.
Charles Ross's one-man Star Wars trilogy. It's happening Saturday night at 1:30 and 7:30. So you have two opportunities to see it.
Indeed. Saturday night at 7:30 p.m. in the Kiggins Auditorium at Emma Willard School in Troy, the Friends of Chamber Music will present Trio Valtorna. It's the music of Harbison, Ravel, and Brahms, and that's violin. I think it's violin, horn, piano.
Okay.
So that's the arrangement. Saturday night, also in Troy at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall, it's Liz Wright. Sarah interviewed her yesterday.
Great interview. We played music during the morning and a terrific interview yesterday.
Which is delightful.
Really. And so a great gig on Saturday night at the Troy Savings Bank Music Hall.
A lot of good music in Troy Saturday night. The Ale House in Troy at 8 o'clock is hosting the Chandler Travis Trio, and Chandler Travis has been around forever. He has a larger group called the Chandler Travis Philharmonic, which I've seen a few times. I haven't actually seen his trio, the Trio, but he plays music, you know, from like four, five, six decades of American Americana, and it's entertaining and it's fun and it's really great.
Is this trio different than a trio?
It's less jokey.
Okay.
Saturday night at 8 o'clock at Mass Mocha in the Hunter Center.
I love you. You answered those questions. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. No, Hunter Center at North Adams. It's Triptych, Eyes of One on Another. This is a celebration of Robert Mapplethorpe's work. And if you lived through the culture wars in the 80s, you know that he is a significant figure.
Absolutely.
It's composer Bryce Dessner, librettist Cord Arrington Tuttle, and the a cappella group Roomful of Teeth. There's a Q&A afterwards, and this is adult-oriented material, so leave the kids at home.
All of that at Mass Mocha Saturday, 8 o'clock.
You can also leave the kids at home if you go to Helsinki Hudson and Hudson on Saturday night at 9 o'clock for the Bindlestiff Circus Cabin Fever Cabaret for Adults, which they say usually sells out. There were a few tickets the last time I checked. Trapeze artists, all sorts of funness and wackiness. Tuesday night at the Palace Theater in Albany at 7:30 p.m. It's a full production of the ballet Sleeping Beauty by the National Ballet Theater of Odessa. It's one of those Russian companies which has like 55 dancers and a ton of costumes and scenery, and it's impressive. You should see it once in your life.
Sleeping Beauty at the Palace on Tuesday night. Then some new movies coming.
Stan and Ollie is opening, which is like was the number one movie in England.
I was really excited to see that. And then I did watch the trailers and it seems like kind of a downer. And then I thought I would see it because it would be nominated for something and then it wasn't.
Yeah.
And now I don't know.
I'm sort of all in on John C. Reilly lately.
Absolutely.
Everything he's been in has been great. Well, not Holmes and Watson, but, you know, everything else he's been in has been great. And then we have The Kid Who Would Be King, which is some dweeb pulls a sword out of a brick and he's King Arthur or something. I don't know. It's not the kind of movie I would have liked even if I was 13. really. And then...
that one sentence that just tells us so much about you.
It does. It does indeed. It does indeed.
And finally...
Serenity, which is a film noir with Matthew McConaughey as a fishing boat captain, and his ex-wife shows up, Anne Hathaway, and she wants him to do some bad things. And Diane Lane is in it, and it looks like fun.
Oh, that does look fun. All right. Well, all of this is on our website. All you have to do is go to wamc.org/roundtable. Sean Stone is our cultural correspondent. Sean, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
You're welcome.